Hello, everyone. Welcome to Siakuluma We Talk podcast. It's Nico here. I'm so excited to tell you that I've got a special guest here on the podcast. He's a friend and he's an author, he's a writer. Today, he's here to talk to me about his... He just published a book, The Spoken Word Album, a collection of poems. So it's like, yeah, so it's very, very good. I was lucky as well to be there on the launch of the book. But I'm so happy as well today. He's here today to actually take us through to his journey. So please welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Nico. Thanks for having me. My name is Gift Christopher Nyamutea, and I'm a poet, a stand-up comedian, masculine artist, a writer as well. I come from a small African country called Zimbabwe, down on the southern part of Africa. I currently live in the United Kingdom, Scotland, and Edinburgh, to be precise.
Okay, thank you again for joining us, Gifty, for today here. And yes, as I said from the beginning, we met before. We've done some gigs together in the comedy circle. And I think we met some places in the African events as well. So yes, I'm so excited as well, as I said, you're here. I think for me, I read the book, but I didn't finish it yet because I've just been busy. But I read some of the, yeah, it's very powerful, one of the parts, because I'm not a poet myself, so when I read a book, maybe I read in the different ways of thinking that this is real about you as a poet and other people. You got a way have to listen to this and how to write it, I mean to say. So for me, I was reading it and I pick up the first poem. It's called What Happened, or What Happened. It sounds like you talk more about your daughter there, which means I understand this is a real life, how you're doing. So please, can you take us through like about that part of the part of what happened?
Is more of a spoken word piece of work. So in this book, you will notice that there are two sections. There's a spoken word part which has 12 poems, and there's the poem, pure poetry, that is on the second section. So the first section was actually recorded. You know, it was actually recorded. It's available on all the streams, music streams, YouTube, Spotify, and everything. So what happened was I wrote What Happened specifically to recite it. So I recited it, and there's music to it. It's a fusion of music and poetry and stuff. And it's quite a personal poem to me. But at the same time, it has beats that that are inviting to anyone who can resonate, as you said, who can resonate to the message, who can resonate with the message. And it was a joy when you listen to it on Spotify or the music streams, you hear that it featured my daughter. So it's a really special piece of work for me.
A well explanation there. I'm just going to admit, guys, here, I was really behind years back. I did not know how to read a poem. I always read it like a letter, like, oh, there's a letter coming from someone, you know? So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, like, that's why I like this conversation. It's kind of like we are actually learning from each other and educating other. Like, don't be shy. Like, if you don't know things, ask. Like, I'm here to ask you. And as well as sharing myself, like, I did not know how to tell a difference between a spoken word and a poem. You know, but now I know. They're all the same, but just depends how you express yourself to it. And all right. So I think I was hosting a poetry night in Glasgow. It was called Seed of Thought. I'll say thank you so much to the Stoller Brothers because they gave me that opportunity to actually get involved and meet people. So I was very lucky. I was very lucky to actually get involved, to learn, meet all of the best writers and authors of poetry and stuff. So the reason why I'm saying this is that the next part I'm going to ask you is that I get maybe confused myself how to read it and how to say it. Because it says, walls or wars. So when I thought about that, walls and wars, when I read it, it feels like to me, like some of us, most of the people who are walking, we might be look very, very healthy outside, happy, but inside walls, there's cracks. There's something burning in our heart, and there's a lot of things going on. But so I imagine that walls and wars. To me, it's like whatever, it sounds like in closed doors, we don't know what happens. It's the same like in closed, in our bodies, whatever happens inside, no one knows, but we can see the outside. We can. So I think, please help me if I'm right or wrong. Just explain that to me. I'm sure a lot of people also, they are out there. Don't be embarrassed if you don't know how to read a poem, same like me. But now I know, so it's okay. That's why I have this my friend here today to actually guide us, and as well, it's about learning to each other. So please, can you take me what that means, walls or wars?
It's walls and wars. Excuse my accent, because, like I said, you know, I'm from Africa. It might not be well understood to locals. I'm talking about where we are, or you know, around the world. But walls and wars. That's like, you know, walls and wars. It's a poem that I wrote specifically to inspire someone. I was trying to create a simile between human beings and walls. So my emphasis was, we are just like walls, you know, we're just like wars. We're just like walls, and walls in the ancient days were built to specifically protect territories, you know. So but they never stopped working. So they're specifically meant to stand, you know. So I was basically saying, we are like wolves. We are like wolves because we face a lot of things in our lives. But the whole purpose of our existence is to stand, is to go through it and survive it. I'll give an example of the walls of China. You know, they were built over centuries. Every emperor was coming to modify, improve, extend, you know, but they were living in, but they every generation maintained the whole purpose of the walls. It was to stand. So in this case, I was like, we are all walls, and we are never complete. Some of us are still in the foundations, some of us are still under construction, and some of us are already creaking. We are old. Some of us are, you know, so we are at different stages, but we all require some type of work. And we just have to be strong, because standing is the whole purpose of being a wall.
Oh, that's good. That's really nice. You explained it very well there, because for me, I'm not a good reader. I was thinking about lots of things when I was reading.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. I think it's the whole point is to invite the reader to fit in, to find how they can interpret. There's no one way of interpreting it. It's just me saying it. That, to be honest, the fact that I put this poem or this kind of work in a book is actually a certification that I do not completely own this work. Someone can own it. Someone can resonate to it, and they can run with it, and they can use it to inspire them. And to some people are actually inspired by my work more than I, you know, more than I ever intended, or more than I am inspired by it. So it's just about, you know, what suits the person, or what suits the reader, or what suits the listener. It the book belongs to anyone who can read it.
Oh, that's really great that anyone can read this book, and it's fantastic. I'm sure there's more online. The book is on Amazon. And yeah, you're going to give us more details about the book at the end of this episode. So especially in this part, there was a distraction when we were all talking. But now, yeah, I'm really excited about the next poem I'm going to be looking at, which I read it. It was really straight away, resonated with the world we're living right now and what's going on around us as humans and stuff. It's so powerful. It's called Divide. Yeah, for me, every day I see the division of the planet, or the human beings who are divided so badly nowadays. But again, I don't look at poem as like, as I said again, I read it differently. I read like as a book or as a letter, but some words you have a, yeah, you have to express yourself differently, which means that's why I think that's the purpose of books, to people read it and take it in as you want, and I mean as you like. So for me, when I was reading this part of Divide, I just look at the division that we're dealing with, Del Basses and stuff. But to express on the poem is also make it more powerful, understandable, that that's the pain we're in, you know what I mean? That's what we got to. So I want to, please, can you just tell me, take me, yeah, I know I'm excited because I read it, but for the people who did not read the book, please, can you take us about what do you mean by divide?
I was about to say, so, the three poems that you just mentioned or that you just brought attention to, my attention to, are all in the first section of the book, which is the spoken word album. So I think you really like them more when there's a voice and there's music coming with it. And that's why I say it's worth, if you enjoy the book, it's worth going for trying to listen, going stream on Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Music, all these music streams. They come out very so much better than just reading, and whatever works for the reader. But the divide, well, I the divide I actually work with there's a with my producer who is in Sweden. His name is Chris Gera. And also I also work with Colin Higgins. He's also a fellow comedian based in Glasgow. We work together. The whole idea was to try and unify people and regardless of their race, regardless of their classes or shared or tribes. It was basically to draw people's attention to the fact that we are stronger together, and there are so many reasons and better reasons for us to unite than there are for us to divide, regardless of regardless of where we come from or what we believe in. We are all the same in one way or the other. It's just a matter of how you want to look at it. But if you really want to be positive, it's only there's only one human race. And once again, it's a poem that I find very personal and special.
I really understand that you enjoy your writing and enjoy your work as an artist and all that. It's just really, really great. But I always like, I'm also involved in, I'm not doing poetry, as I said, but I'm involved in other performing and stuff like that. But when it comes to poet, I was just wondering, if you did not write this book, would you be still carrying the same desire, the same expression in your chest? Or how would you express it if you didn't have this desire of writing poem?
To be, you're right. You're right. That's a very good question. I would still be, I would still be burning inside. If you check, I also stated it in my website, which is Gift the Poet. www.giftthepoet with one T between gift and the. You'll find out that I mentioned it that we. This is an anthology of work dating back to like 10 years ago. They were written in different times, very different time frames, and with inspired by different experiences and different circumstances. So you can imagine how much a person can grow in a period of a decade, So it's it's the idea of putting it in a book was is actually mainly I got to that point, to the point of putting everything in a book because these were all messages that I was carrying, and I felt like it was going to be selfish for me to just feel this on my own. This message, I've gone through so many lessons and I've learned from those lessons. How about sharing these lessons with someone who could be where I was, or who could be feeling exactly as I feel. Some people, just find therapy in just finding out that there's someone who's just going through what they're going through. That's therapy enough. Without having a solution, that can be a trigger to people finding out solutions. And for me, I just felt like it wasn't unfair. If I was to die today, it wasn't unfair for me to carry all this to my chest. I had to share it, and I'm happy I managed to do it.
Yeah, thank you again, man, for sharing your wisdom words here and powerful words, and really, really powerful, something that we love so much to do. I've got a question, as a poet, as a writer, do you have your favorite poem that you always carry with you, maybe in your pocket or something? But if you do, please, can you read us maybe a one or two lines on that, if it's okay with you?
Okay. That's a good question, but I've never really looked at it like that. I've never looked at it like this one is my favorite more than I found other poems more relevant than others, but that is basically explained by time and circumstances and experiences. What am I going through? What really works for me at this point? There's no poem, especially on the first section that I wrote, thinking this is, there's no poem that I wrote without thinking this is the best that I've ever done. Every poem that I wrote, or that is in that first section especially, is was the best at the time. It was the best at the time, and that was the inspiration that I had at the time. So the feeling that you have when you're writing, I think, as an author is this is the best. You're not thinking about the past work that you did and think that, oh, that was the best, Maybe after your work, you still look back and say, "Oh, this time I think that on that day or that year, I think that was really good." But they're all relevant, they're all relevant. They're all inspired by experiences. So there's nothing like there's nothing like the happiest day of my life was, it's not like a moment. It's their experiences. When I was sad, I had something to write. So I can't say when I was happy, whatever I wrote when I was happy is better than what I wrote when I was sad, or what I wrote when I was sad is better than when I wrote what I was at. The moment that I'm in can find any poem, or any piece of work to be relevant and to be special, So, yeah, I hear people, a lot of people say, artists like, these pieces are like babies, So you, it's just like with musicians, their music is just like babies, You have a naughty child and a little. And you get a naughty child and a very obedient one, but you can still love them the same, So that's I just love all of them, to be honest. And but what's applicable and what's more relevant at the time, or my favorite of the day can be just how I'm feeling on that day.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I like this, man. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope all the people are listening here, they're going to also enjoy this episode and stuff. And I fully understand why he didn't want to. It's not like we didn't want to, but I mean, why he didn't read the poem? Because I'm a performer myself. I don't like it when people put me on the spot, which means I understand that. But again, I think the people who are listening, we still have a chance to actually get the book. I'm just going to ask you if you can confirm if the book is still available on Amazon. And as well, give us the links how to get through that, how to get to the book.
The book is still available on Amazon. Gift Christopher Nyamutea. The name of the book is called Introspection. Gift Christopher Nyamutea is the author. The title of the book is Introspection. Available on Amazon. To those who are in certain parts of the world that that they find difficult to access Amazon. They can still drop a message or an email on my website, which I mentioned before. Giftthepoet.com. You can leave a message, and we can organize or facilitate, getting the book to you. Also, I do portraits. There are portraits or artwork with these messages. That can also be done with through my Amazon.
Thank you so much, man, for coming to the podcast and sharing your own words here with us. It was really, really amazing. And I'm sure people now know where to get the book. And again, yeah, just keep tuning and share it with your friends and encourage people to read the book. It's really amazing. And I'm so, so lucky as well to get these authors coming to the podcast and share their experiences with me and with all the listeners as well. For the podcast, you can go to www.talkpodcast.co.uk and share it with your friends. And yeah, thank you.